Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, presented by the HealthLinks Family of Services. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher, and our mission here is to engage in conversations related to the health and medical landscape of South Carolina. For this issue, the first one of 2024, we're actually in the offices of HealthLink along with the founder and publisher, Cullen Murray Kemp. So, Cullen, welcome to your podcast.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Listen, we're starting off 2024. We thought it'd be a good time to take a look internally at what HealthLinks is all about. You know, Cullen, a lot of people know HealthLinks from the magazine that's available in grocery stores and pharmacies and doctor's offices, perhaps the podcast, which is now beginning year four. But give us a bigger view of what HealthLinks really is all about.
Well, as you know, DJ, we're going into our 10th year. HealthLinks is designed to help educate and improve health literacy in the Lowcountry community, as well as access to quality local health and medical professionals.
So where did this idea really come from? What was the seed for this?
So, DJ, you know we're entering into our 10th year at HealthLinks.
Yeah.
And so really our idea and the concept of HealthLinks was formulated for a few factors. One, we had the graying of America, our baby boomer generation, our biggest generation of all time.
Yay!
getting older, in need of pertinent health information.
Yeah.
We had, two, the incredible medical landscape in mm-hmm. the Lowcountry, right? People travel from all over the Southeast to get the quality care that exists here in the Lowcountry. And really there was a void in the market for local health information. And so we thought, by way of a magazine, that would be a great way to produce content that could get people thinking a little bit more proactively
sure.
about how they approach their health.
There's a big disparity too. You mentioned a lot of people come here to South Carolina. We're really blessed in the Lowcountry, in the Midlands, and in the Upstate, and the metro areas. But there's a lot of health disparity in the state, isn't there, with different levels of income and so forth.
And that disparity was one of the drivers of us really investing this past year in our new website, healthlinksfc.com, which, as you know, anybody can have free remote access to. As long as they have access to the internet, they can, read thousands and thousands of health articles, local health articles, by way of our HealthLinks content library on our website. And so we felt that health information, health literacy shouldn't be proprietary to people who can afford it, right? And so we are trying to meet more people where they are with our website, and that's why we spent so much time, energy, and finances and resources last year on rebuilding our website mm-hmm. so more and more people can have access to the information that we put out.
Well, it's an admirable goal. Let's go back just a little bit deeper. I mean, your background in journalism and so forth, did you have this vision of it being more health journalism, or was it general? I know you've done a lot of work in that realm.
Well, I'm married to a pediatric nurse practitioner, so maybe that
pushed you.
Look, I think we all find our passions at different points in life,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, it was basketball that had formed into journalism in the written word, and health literacy sort of spawned out of starting HealthLinks.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a niche and I saw an opportunity, but really what developed over time was a passion for local health literacy and also empowering people to know that they have the autonomy to make their own healthcare decisions. For me, I didn't want folks not knowing who their next doctor was going to be, not putting that time and that effort into decision making and prioritizing their health, because it's the most valuable thing that we have mm-hmm. as humans is our health.
Wow. Okay, we'll come back to that. Yeah, I know you grew up in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. In fact, neither of us is a native of South Carolina. It's kind of funny, something we discovered not too long ago. We have this common connection with Millersville, Pennsylvania,
sure.
which is my hometown, and also a location of the whole town is a university. But tell us more about the basketball, because you stand it. We look kind of level here, but if we stood up, I mean, Cullen is about 10 feet 12, but what's your background in basketball?
Well, My father was a big basketball player, played at Georgia Tech, and that was always, I always say, he ended up being a marine scientist, and I was always his biggest science project.
Oh, wow.
And, basketball was, you know, kind of where we formed our bond, and we shared a mutual passion and admiration for that bouncing ball, you know, so I always thought that I would, in some way, form or fashion, be involved with the sport professionally, whether it was playing or writing or, you know, coverage in some form. But, you know, things change and times change. I had a wonderful basketball career at Millersville University and then at McDaniel College, which is where our editor was the or is the dean of the journalism department.
Wow, that's it's interesting, the connections. You know, when you think about basketball or any team sports, have you found a correlation between that and running a business like this?
Sure, it's a team, right? You know, we learn from our past what to do, and hopefully we learn what not to do, right? But ultimately, I always operated, you know, kind of at my apex when I had a team to lean on, you know. I think that collaboration and creativity is best served in, through collaboration, right? And so, as you know, we have these weekly brainstorm sessions via Zoom with every HealthLink stakeholder all over the Southeast. You know, for me, this magazine doesn't come by way of what's necessarily in my brain. It's a collaborative effort, and my job is to hopefully just put people in places where they're passionate, and what hopefully will come out of it is a magazine that has a piece of everybody in it, each issue.
Sure. And the magazine that comes out every other month, so the January-February issue is out right now. How do you decide what the focus is of any issue?
Well, we have themes for every issue, you know, January, February, pediatrics, OBGYN, you know, women's health, March, April, active lifestyle, May, June, primary care, best in health, July, August is our sort of like our dermatology, our summer, our outdoorsy issue, looking good, feeling good issue, September, October, oral health, cancer awareness, November, December is our senior health issue. But there's always, as you know, like in any other vertical space in news, there's always trending topics. So we try to make sure that we're covering what's happening in health in each issue as these stories unravel.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Also, we have here the best in health issue. What's that all about? We see this every year about this time of the year, right? So.
It is, and you know, the voting's live now. I'm sure you hear an ad on this podcast for Best in Health. Maybe you heard it on your radio station or seen it on any website that you're on. You know, for me, Charleston's a really uptick market, growing market. If you move to Charleston, you don't know anybody, you have no connections. How do you find your next doctor? How do you find your next dentist? How do you find your pediatrician for your kids? Well, that's why we entice people to vote on best doctors and best health entities in Charleston each year. This is our fifth annual Best in Health for 2024, and we're hoping to, you know, platform some of these providers who have really, really provided excellent care in the past year.
So this is coming, the voting's coming from the general public and patients and so forth. So.
Ideally.
All right, ideally, right. Okay, good.
HealthLinks Magazine is looking for your vote in our 2024 Best in Health. Visit VoteBestHealth.com to cast your ballot in over 85 categories, ranging from Best Pediatrician to Best Fitness Instructor. Over 10,000 votes cast in 2023. All candidates are community nominated. We're looking for your votes now. Visit VoteBestHealth.com. That's VoteBestHealth.com to make your selections. Hurry, voting deadline is February 1st. You're watching the HealthLinks podcast.
Yeah, so someone moving to the area, maybe just someone who's here and never really thought about what doctor they go to or wants to change doctors. Tell us more about the website that was just launched and how that really helps people.
Twofold. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, we've almost, you know, going on 10 years now, we've published magazines, six or more per year. Each magazine has 15 articles in it. Well, where does all that content live? It doesn't go stale. It's still relevant and pertinent to people. So we wanted to make that content as accessible and user-friendly as possible. So the content library, the education, the literacy is one side of the new website. The other side of the new website is matching with local providers. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, there's a wide variety in reasons that you as a community member will need a new provider. You know, something as simple as, you know, you have a backache and you need to find a chiropractor that's local to you. Well, you can go on HealthLink's website and every chiropractor in the Tri-County area is listed. Nice. You can also read articles where chiropractors are featured on particular back health subjects. Or maybe it's more complicated. You want to read a little bit about some, you know, neurology issue that that you may feel is prevalent for yourself or a loved one. Well, you can do so there, and then you can actually be matched through our patient-provider match system that enables HealthLinks to actually take that initiative and connect you with a local doctor. Based off of whatever your needs may be. And one of the things that we did this past year was go through, the staff went through HIPAA training, and we ensured that all information and patient health information, private health information left on our website, it stays, you know, behind closed doors, so to speak. And so our new website is now HIPAA compliant.
Terrific. I know the website itself is a huge undertaking, a big expense, but it should pay great dividends, I would think, for anyone. So
the way people are consuming information is ever changing, yeah. And we want to try to meet people where they are. Maybe if they can't get to Harris Teeter or CVS or their local doctor's office, or, you know, don't have the means to subscribe to each issue, we don't want, just because of your geographic or financial situation, you not to have access to HealthLinks and health information.
So the magazines are posted online as well and can access that information. So, all right, terrific. Now, of course, along with the magazine, we have the podcast, obviously, which now is starting its fourth year. First 2 years was all audio. Last year, we integrated some video so we can see the guests see video of topics they're talking about. Doing more of that in 2024. What else do you have in mind, or what's your vision for the podcast or the VCast?
Oh, well, we have an incredibly dynamic host, and that's...
And he's off today, but I'm filling in.
No, it's a unique situation, right? You know, DJ's background in healthcare, you know, from ENT to, you know, nursing to actually having this on-air personality, right? And so that intersection is a HealthLinks, I think, provides a perfect platform for that skill set, yeah. Right? And so you're able to use your passion for health literacy and education and communication. And I think we're very, very lucky to have you. I believe that the podcast has become more and more interesting and engaging each year. The implementation of video content, and now we'll be hopefully burgeoning into, you know, real-time on-site podcasts,
right.
Which is really, really be exciting, and I think that's a development point for 2024.
That is a podcasts. Great idea. In fact, we have, even this week as we're recording, we'll be on-site with a medical practice talking about what they do, but also showing video live in real-time, of course, HIPAA compliant, but related to whatever that practice might be about, or that technology might be about.
So. Sure.
What else is on the horizon for 24 or beyond for HealthLinks?
Well, you know, something that's been, we talked a little bit about my father, and he's been sort of an inspiration for me. He passed away a couple years ago from Parkinson's disease, you know, and my mom and myself were primary caregivers of his. I've always wanted to kind of work to give back, I guess you could say. and you know, make him proud in general. But one of the things that we got to share to the pretty much the very end of his life was the golf course. So sidelined basketball and brought in chasing that little white golf ball around. And I think golf can be seen as a microcosm for real life. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you honesty. It teaches you all sorts of life
naughty
lessons.
Words in my case, but that's another story.
So for years I've been thinking about how can I bridge the gap between what we're doing right now and golf. And we were approached this past year by a group called Charleston Fundraising to host a series of charity golf tournaments this year.
Nice.
And so, you know, I'm incredibly excited putting this thing together, helping put this thing together. We will have three consecutive golf tournaments, March at Stono Ferry, April at Dunes West, and May at Rivertown Country Club. All the proceeds will be donated to a number of different local charities that hold, you know, places in our hearts. One of which is, you know, the Parkinson Support Foundation, and you know, to bridge the golf and the charity and the Parkinson Support. I think for me, that's going to be a real highlight for us moving into 2024. So,
wow.
You know, registrations, by the time this podcast opens, they will be live. You know, you can just Google HealthLinks Charity Golf Series, or charlestonfundraising.com is where the signups will sit. We'll be offering, you know, all sorts of fun sponsorships, as well as, you know, day of opportunities. From sponsoring our hole-in-one contest to win a car, you mm-hmm. know, to, you know, putting contest, long drive contests, anything that you can think of, all in the essence and the spirit of charitable donations.
Well, you know, people are seeing us, but what about the rest of the team? How big is the team for HealthLinks?
Well, let's see, on our Tuesday mornings we have, you know, 10 or 12 folks that come every Tuesday to the company meeting, you know, in the office regularly. It's three or four of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a small but active and hardworking mm-hmm. and dedicated family. It's, you know, I never think of our group as anything but a team, and you can liken it back to the basketball days, but every team member has their sort of their space where they're comfortable and mm-hmm. where they excel, you know. And for me, I just kind of want everyone to be happy and excited to come to work every day, and know that our mission is it's a valiant one, right? Health literacy and access to health information in South Carolina is needed. So we formed, over the last decade, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of incredible partnerships that enable us to access the minds of these incredibly diverse and educated group of healthcare professionals, and just take what they have in their brains and give it to the people who, you know, need this information or are searching this information. So that's really the essence of HealthLinks, is let's improve health literacy in the communities that we serve.
Terrific. Well, Colin Murray Kemp, thank you so much for your vision and for leading this team and being a great coach.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of the team, DJ. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Always fun.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, our podcasts are also video-based, and so you can log in and not only hear our guests, but of course see some of the pictures and video that go along with the subject as well. And as always, for any questions about our guest or for any comments or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, reach out to us at listen@healthlinkspodcast.com. I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.